Hello, Dolly.
Hello.
Well, hello, Dolly.
Hello.
Okay, here we go. We're going to get her started here in 3 and 2.
Hey, this is Craig Greenberg here on Comic Pop Library.
Marinette and Adrian are two typical teenagers. Did you see that? He waved at me. With a super secret. Meet Ladybug and Cat Noir.
Time to de-evilize!
For them, fighting crime is easy.
Gotcha!
But school?
Hey!
Not so much.
Were you scared?
Me? Scared? It was a dream. I mean, you're a dream. I mean, in your dream.
Together, they take on the baddies in the brand new show, Miraculous. Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir. Sunday at 12 on Nick.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gets Animated, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan.
And today we're going to be looking at Miraculous, Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir. This is a product of Zag Heroes Entertainment, and this is a cartoon series. It's kind of a multinational cartoon, and it came out in 2015. And Marionette and Adrian live what appears to be a normal life, going to school and dealing with friends.
I think so.
It's like, ooh.
Oops.
Okay, start that over there. Marionette and Adrian live what appears to be a normal life. Going to school and dealing with friends, family, and growing up. But when the evil Hawk Moth threatens their beloved city of Paris, they transform into the superheroes Ladybug and Cat Noir, using superpowers gained with the help of their magical pets. Hawk Moth is using his evil energy to transform normal people into supervillains, so our two heroes need to use all their skills to defeat him. And if that wasn't enough for this superpowered pair to deal with, each of them also has a secret crush on the other. Though neither knows the other's secret identity. It will take a lot, friendship, teamwork, and skill to outwit Hawk Moth and keep Paris safe. So there alone gives you an idea that this is kind of an international animated show when it's set in Paris, which is kind of a neat deal for an American audience. So that's kind of neat to see come out. What did you think of Miraculous?
Fairly good, I thought. And I think on the crushes between them, Marinette is on Adrian, while Adrian's is on Ladybug.
And Cat Noir.
Yeah.
Cat Noir is on Ladybug, and Marinette is on Adrian.
So yeah, they have no... Even if they knew about each other's crushes, they wouldn't know they were crushing on each other.
True. That's true. And this is one where it is a computer-generated animated show, but it's done well, I think. It's come out in multiple countries throughout the last few years. I think it debuted in America, if I remember right, in 2015. So that's kind of cool. Like I said, it's kind of a international conglomeration. They've used, I think, French, Japanese, I think even some American, and they're kind of just blending it all together. Korean, it's like everything's kind of blended together.
I think it was originally French, but I'm not sure. And also, a thing to note, from what I recall hearing about or reading about, however you want to say it, they actually put the episodes in different order. They aired them in a different order depending on which country you were watching them.
So. Yeah, which makes it a little interesting. Because with the disc we watched was disc one of, I'm assuming, the first season, and it just drops you right in. There's no how did they get their powers or anything like this.
Yeah, that's in the second disc.
So
I'm pretty sure that's the second disc.
Okay. And Hawk Moth, as you kind of surmised from the back, is the villain.
Yep.
He just kind of stays up in his loft and sends out butterflies. And that's his Akuma.
Yep.
So, and they turn a person that gets upset, they basically augments that feeling and turns them into basically a villain.
Takes one of their items that they have with them and makes that a focus of their power. Yep. Like a little bubble stick for Nina or a cell phone for Alia.
True.
And those are the civilian friends of the two.
Yeah, Nino is the friend of Adrian, and Alia
is Marinette's friend,
Yep, and they both have a villainous episode for each one of those, which is kind of interesting. We also have how they transform is kind of, I don't know if it's an alien creature type thing, a magical creature type
thing. They're called Kwame, I'm pretty sure, and Ladybugs, at least, which I remember Plague was Cat Noir's, but I have somehow forgotten. Well.
Ladybug and Cat Noir have kind of like two creatures that help them transform. They're either alien or magical in nature.
Plague was Cat Noir's, but for some reason Tiki. I have, Tiki was Ladybug's. And Tiki at least has been all around since, implied, long before the Egyptian pharaohs.
Yeah, that's true, because they have a ladybug in the hieroglyphics, so it's like, okay. So, but the disc we watched had 7 episodes. Of course, during their civilian lives, Adrian is the rich, pretty boy who's the fashion icon's son, and he's kind of like the teen model.
Mm-hmm.
And Marionette is the shy girl, but in a sense, wanting to make her way into the fashion world.
Yep. Baker's daughter, who's good at design, apparently.
Yep. And she's crushing on Adrian, and she has no confidence around him. She just stumbles all the time. Everything she does badly around
everything. When she's not talking to him, she generally has at least some confidence, but babbling mess whenever he's actually around.
True, and he does show a little bit of interest in her as Adrian, because he does wave at her, he kind of talks to her, but she's just a bubbly mess. Aleya, she tries to help and encourage Marionette, say, come on girl, get out there, you need to buck up.
And then the phone call in that was it the copycat, for sure. The copycat episode, the phone call. That was somewhat funny.
Oh, with saying that they loved him or something, or what?
I think,
is that what you're thinking of?
Possibly, but she basically panics in the initial message that she leaves. Then she throws it to the bed and then says, hey, I have a crush on you and all that stuff. I can't remember the exact wording.
But. Yeah, she basically opened up everything about Adrian. She thought the phone was disconnected and it was still recording, which must have been the longest voicemail section of any phone, because you don't get that long usually on a voicemail to say all those words.
But. And then she had to be Ninja in Marionette form.
Yeah, so that was kind of a fun one. She had to track down the cell phone and delete the message.
Yep.
So in a sense, she's kind of irresponsible too, because while she was doing that, other things were happening that she could have been doing, helping out as Ladybug, because she was supposed to be at a
meeting statue, with the mayor. Yep, statue unveiling
with Cat Noir, with the artist and mayor, and she didn't show up because she was too much wanting to get that cell phone, delete that message.
And I'm pretty sure Aleya was actually trying to get her to come with her as.
Yeah, just as a friend.
When she was reporting on it for her blog.
Yeah, because Aleya has a Ladybug blog that she keeps up constantly. Mm-hmm. She's the uber fan of Ladybug.
Yep. And there's other times when she's double planned stuff, too. I know there's a word for that, but
double booked?
Yeah, probably. The Timebreaker episode, which, conveniently, she got to be in two places for a bit.
True.
She barely made it even still, but she made it.
That she did. And Nino is Adrian's friend. He gets turned into the bubbler as a villain in the very first episode. That's who we're introduced to as the first villain, is Bubbler.
Mm-hmm.
And which,
Stormy Weather and...
Timebreaker?
Well, I think actually Lady Wi-Fi were my two favorite villain fights. Oh, the
favorites. Okay. I got you. I thought you were going somewhere else with that. My bad.
Yeah, Stormy Weather and Lady Wi-Fi, I'm pretty sure, were my two favorite villain fights of this one. Okay. But I remember you didn't like the Bubbler's villain fight so much.
No. Well, the first two episodes had the Bubbler and the
Stormy Weather.
No.
Right?
The bird guy.
Oh, Mr. Pigeon, yeah.
Pigeon.
Stormy Weather was the third episode.
And the Bubbler and the Pigeon were kind of, kind of not the best of villains. But then when we got to Stormy Weather, it was like, they've upped it a little bit. They've getting a little bit more serious. And then we had, who's next?
Timebreaker.
Timebreaker. Was that the next one or something else?
Yeah, Timebreaker.
And that one was another classmate of... these guys that are about the same age.
Yeah, she has an ancient holographic watch that she
was never explained. It's like, where did this come from? What is she all about? So I don't know if they'll explain that in a later episode. Because this is where Logan was talking about Ladybug was able to be in two places at once, because Timebreaker was in two places at once. And
she hitched a ride that first time.
Right.
And there were actually two different Timebreakers that were the same person that had just slightly different backstories.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen with that one. That could be interesting. I liked that one pretty much because of the time travel. That was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Copycat was decent. That was the one with the cell phone message where the artist, because Cat Noir basically, or not Cat Noir, but Ladybug basically blew him off, got upset. So he became a copycat of Cat Noir. Mm-hmm. And
I think the artist had a crush on Ladybug too, which was...
On Ladybug.
Yeah.
So that was that who's who. Who's the real hero and who's the villain type of episode.
Though Ketnor was smart enough to bluff him out on exactly what relationship the two had in the first time, so she immediately knew which one, and then, well, the time they had left on the transformation allowed them to keep track of it after that.
And we'll get into that here in a bit, just to kind of keep going through some of these episodes. The Pharaoh, that was just a kind of like a young student or a college student that was into Egyptology, and he was the son of another guy.
The museum director?
I think so, something like that. Yeah.
And he wanted to reenact a ritual that was, he thought he translated right and would bring back,
and he had to sacrifice somebody.
Yeah, so I'm not even sure he explained that part to his dad. He was just going, we're not letting this tablet go to somebody messing around with it, even if it's might be what it originally used for.
Yeah.
He didn't even mention until he was akumatized, or however you say it, that, there's actually a sacrificial maiden part of this.
True, he didn't even tell his dad about that.
Yeah, planning to kill someone even before that.
And this is one where we talked about earlier, Ladybug is in the scroll.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a tie-in with Tiki being back that far. And I liked this one because the Pharaoh, he changed into different gods and took on their manifestations. So whether it was Anubis or...
Sekhmet's strength, Anubis' power over mummies.
So, and then his face mask would transform into that deity's mask, and he would have that deity's power. So that was, to me, that was a cool one, but I like Egyptology.
Yeah.
And then Lady Wi-Fi, we've kind of mentioned a wee bit, and that's where Alia gets transformed into a villain. And
she was, for some reason, convinced that Chloe was Ladybug, which, wrong hair color, first of all.
True, but hey, who knows? Fanatic doesn't pay attention to all that. But she's wanting to expose
Ladybug's true identity.
The truth has to be revealed. But the Ladybug and Cat Noir are transformed by their Kwame. Is that what you said they were? And if they use a certain power, they have a timer that starts running out fast.
Yeah.
And Ladybug's was
Lucky Charm.
Lucky Charm.
Which basically, you get an item to do one task. You generally get, either it pointed out to you, or we're just seeing what she's figuring out, and it's just using that as a
run.
But you get to see what you use it with, and you use those, and you can get your task completed. Which is really useful in ending fights. Or changing the tracks.
Could be useful unless you're too slow in figuring out, because she has to look around all around her to get her the cues of what she's supposed to do with the item that she's given.
And it just shows you what you're supposed to use. It doesn't actually show you what to do.
Right. So she's still up in the air of what to do. Cat Noir's is
Cataclysm, which we mainly saw it destroying stuff, basically. Right,
pretty much.
Rusting away the steel and all that.
And each time they use that, they have a counter that goes down, and once that expires, they go back to their civilian forms, and they're either, whether it's Flag or Tiki, has to go and eat something
to
go back to their
recharge. Full strength.
Yeah, recharge, basically. And then the Akuma, at the end of the episode, it got a little, it's repetitive, but it's a show that does that. It's
pretty much exactly stock footage, especially in the Timebreaker episode.
But the transformations are almost in every episode the same way. The way Ladybug gets the villain's Akuma is the same way in almost every episode. She twirls her yo-yo, basically, is what she has. And, and she splits it apart, and it becomes like a... kind of like a box, like in Ghostbusters, where she breaks the item, or somebody has to break the item that's been affected.
And then the butterfly starts flying away, and then she catches it in the yo-yo, and then bye-bye, little butterfly, it turns white instead of black.
Right, it goes back to white instead of being black. And then everything that's happened, everything that's been destroyed, and everything's been corrected.
Actually, no, that isn't the de-evilizing the Akuma. That's the using the Lucky Charms final thing.
Well, that's...
So,
I kind of see it as all one and the same to me.
Pretty much.
I see where you're saying it's two pieces, but I kind of see it all as one. But
what would happen if she didn't actually use the Lucky Charm?
Like, she's all that damage... would be there for everybody to clean up.
She has to use her trump card to finish every battle unless she wants to have actual casualties.
I know.
Because like, Timebreaker, there actually were people who probably would have died.
Yeah.
Not sure about stormy weather, but probably there too.
Well, there, she was freezing people left and so they probably would have died too. And the Pharaoh one, I think
they turned into mummies, so not sure. They either hypnotized or they were literally just dead meat puppets for him to use.
True. but it was fun. I went into it expecting, you know, it's a new cartoon, it's computer animated. I like the Star Wars, Clone Wars, and the Rebels, which is computer animated, and New Adventures of Johnny Quest kind of like, but I wasn't sure about this one, but it fit. It was lighthearted. It was fun. It's just a fun show to watch.
Yeah.
It's even though I'm as old as I am, it's putting yourself in the mindset of a younger person, I can see why this is taking off in several different companies.
Countries. Close, but not the same.
Really? And why it's becoming I think it's in its second or third season now, if I remember.
Not sure.
Because it came out in 2015 and we're in 2017.
I'm moderately sure that the actual two-parter origin story was within the first season, but I'm not even sure about that.
But this is one, if you can't find the full seasons, I'm going to have to go back and see if I can find the full seasons. But if you can at least find the individual cases, that'd be pretty cool, I think.
Because the episodes are at least moderately standalone.
Yeah, the episodes are standalone. You said there was the two-parter origin. There might be some other two-parters eventually, but they're mostly standalones, which kind of makes it nice for, kids after school. You know, they don't want to get bogged down with a heavy story.
Especially if you miss an episode.
Right. And there are some, especially the anime, it does do that way. You have to kind of watch. It is kind of linear. Mm-hmm. You do have to watch where...
Though they can sometimes do that with the previous episode, which the next one we're going to be reviewing.
We'll talk about that a little bit, but that's the next time. We're back here.
Recording order. Nowhere even sure if that's the next one being posted.
With this one, I think junior high and up is fine.
Yeah,
you could probably even show it to some younger than junior high. Mm-hmm. You might want to view it first, but
middle school is probably fine.
And like I said, I think you could go and even do it a little bit younger.
Probably okay, but some might.
Third, fourth grade. Probably might have fun with it too, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything objectionable in there that I have seen.
Don't think so.
It has a catchy theme song, and you'll be hearing that as we leave out. We'll play that song so you can listen to it.
Almost forgot. Cat Noir has night vision goggles.
Does he?
Yeah, remember from the stormy weather episode.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that one off the top of my head. Sorry about that.
When they were going up the tower.
Okay. Kind of remember, but not quite. It's been a few days. Not too long, but a few days. Hawk Moth as a villain, per se, he's not the strongest villain.
Yeah,
because he just says, here's my butterfly, turn it black, go get them.
And then a semi-sympathetic speech, and you deserve to have your rampage. Just get their stuff on the way.
And he wants to capture their...
Miraculouses, which were the ring and earrings.
Right. And basically, it's Tiki and Flag as well. They're one because...
I'm not sure if they absorb into him or actually turn into them. I'm not sure.
Didn't really explain it with these few episodes that we
have. I can't remember.
Anything else? I think that's about covered all.
I think that might do it.
Okay. This go around, we don't have any tweets or Facebook messages, but if you'd like to do something, look us up on Twitter under Comic Pop Library. You can find us on Twitter there as well as on Facebook under the same thing. You can email us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. We'll get those there. We'll read everything that we get back on a recording. We are also on iTunes, so if you like what you're hearing, go to iTunes, subscribe to us, leave us some reviews there. That'd be kind of cool. But send us some messages. We'd be glad to mention them on the air. For Miraculous, like we've been saying, I think this would be fine in any library.
Yeah.
It's really popular right now. If you don't have it, I'd be very shocked. If you don't, I would say...
We just have the first disc, so...
Well, I'll get more, though. I want to see if I can find complete seasons now. Because I just found this on the shelf, and I didn't know that it was a series. I thought maybe it was just a movie, but I was wrong. It was a series. So I got to go back and see if... I'd rather have a series than just
Definitely discs. Understandable.
So it makes it easier for shelving purposes. If you're into the animation, into the computer animations, a fun story, even for your personal collections, you know, this was not too bad. I can see where people would enjoy this and include it in their superhero animated collections. I've enjoyed it. I was really surprised with this one. And I think there would be several people that would be surprised if they would give it a chance that haven't yet. I think that's pretty much going to do it for us. Okay, Logan's and his agreement. We hope you've been having fun. Listen to us discuss miraculous tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir, and we'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
In the daytime, I'm Marinette, just a normal girl with a normal life. But there's something about me that no one knows yet, because I have a secret. I live a life that's full of fun. It keeps me sharp and on the run. When evil comes, I find a way to use my force and save the day.
My claws are out, just watch and see.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.